Salut! Welcome back to Speak French Now. Today's lesson will be on numbers. You know, numbers are very important. We need numbers to tell the time, tell your age, for measurements, for money, for a lot of things. So today we'll be starting from number 1 to 100. 1 to 100. Let's jump right into it. Number 1 is un. 2 is deux. J'ai deux livres. I have two books. J'ai deux livres. I have two books. Maybe I should just use that as the example for all the numbers. 3 is trois. J'ai trois livres. I have three books. Or j'ai trois naira. No, I don't have three naira. That's too small. Okay, j'ai trois livres. 4 is quatre. 5 is cinq. 6, six. 7 is sept. It's pronounced like S-E-T in English, set, like to set the time or set something, exactly like that. Set. 8 is wheat. It's pronounced like the wheat, the food wheat that people make into swallow, or some people use it as a form of for pap or something. Okay, the next one is these. 10 is these. Please note, when using these, the word these in a sentence, it is pronounced as d. For example, j'ai dix livres. Except the following word starts with a vowel. When the following word starts with a vowel, we have something that is called a liaison. So it's like it flows into the next word. There is an agreement. The z sound with the vowel sound comes together. You know, for example, if I want to say I'm 10 years old, I'll say j'ai 10 ans. J'ai 10 ans. I believe you can get something like zon instead of 10 ans, you know. So that is the liaison, the agreement between the z and the a that is starting on. So we have 10 ans. Do you understand? But really, if you don't get that concept, you don't really have to bother your head about it just yet. I'll extensively explain what liaison is later as other classes come up. Okay, so 11 is onze. 11 is onze. J'ai onze livres. Onze, like that measurement, onze. Yeah. 12 is douze. 12 douze. Can you repeat it? I think I like the way it sounds. 12 douze. Like douze and don't. Yep. So douze. There is a z sound. Douze. 13 is treize. 13 is 13. Please, as much as possible, try to say these words after me in order to become, you know, better. That's how you remember when you need them. 13 is 13. 14 is 14. 14, 14. 15 is 15. 15 is 15. 16 is says. 16 says. 16 says. 17 d set. 17 d set. It's like 10 7 d set. 17 d set. 18 the sweet. 18 is the sweet. 10 is the sweet. 19, this nerf. 19, this nerf. 20 is 20. J'ai 20 livres. I have 20 books. J'ai 20 livres. I have 20 books. 20 is 20. 21 is 21. 21, 21. 20 and 1, 20 et 1, 21. That's how it's written, 20 et 1, 21, 20 and 1, 21. 22, 22, 22, 22, 23, 24, 24. At this level, I think you should be able to realize that it's just like English sometimes. 24, 24, 25, 25, 25, 25, 26, 26, 26, 26, 27, 27, 27, 27, 28, 28, 28, 28, 28, 29, 29, 29, 29, 30. Who can guess what 30 is? Can you guess? Can you guess what 30 will be? 30. Oh, you already know. You probably may know already. What is 30? Or if you don't know, can you guess? 30 is thrones. 30 is thrones. 30 is thrones. Okay, so we've gotten to 30. That's nice. Now, can you remember some of the ones we've already mentioned? What is 9? Neuf. What is 11? Onze. What is 13? 13. Try and remember without rewinding or looking at your notes. It's tres. Tres. What is 21? 21. 21. 28, 28, I think that should be easy. Okay, now we have 30, 30. Let's continue. Okay, 31 is 31, 30 and 1. Basically, in French, that's how the 31s, 41s, 51s, you know, are formed, and 1. It's like 30 and 1, 20 and 1, 31, 32, 32 is 32, 32, 33 is 33, j'ai 33 livres, I have 33 books, yeah, 33 books, I am not going that. Okay, 34 is 34. 34, 35, 35. I think we already are used to the way it's formed right now. 35, 36, 36, 37, 37, 38, 38, 39, 39, 40. What is 40? What is 40? Can you guess what 40 is? 40 is 40. 40. 40. 40. 40. 40. So, from 1 to 19. I mean, when you know from 1 to 19, the rest is... I mean, from 1 to 20, you should easily be able to get the rest down to 100. Oh, until we get to... 70, there is a little drama there, but no big deal. 21 is 20 and 1, 21.
22 is vendu, 23, just like that, the 20 and the 3, the 20 and the 4, the 20 and the 5, and also 30s and 40s and 50s and 60s, they are all like that. Now we are at 40, 40, 41. Can you say it now? What is 41? Yes, 41, 41, 41, 41, 40 and 1, 41. 42, 43, 44, 45, please say them. It's no joke. We are going to, the next class will be on time. We're going to be telling the time by the next class. And we are using these numbers to tell the time, to say 5 past, 10 past, 15 past, 4:30. You know, we need these numbers. Pay attention, please. It's not just by saying 41, 41, 42. It's by making sure you remember. Okay, so 40, I think we have 45. 45, 45. 45, 45. 46, 46. 46, 46. Is 6, please. 6, 46. 47, 47. 47, 47. 48, 48. 48, 48. 49, 49. 49, 49. 50. Can you guess what 50 is from 5? You know, 40 was 40 from 4. 30 was... Anyway, can you guess what 50 is? 50. Seconds. Seconds. Seconds from seng. Seconds. 50. Seconds. 50. Seconds. 51. Second. 51. Second. 52. Second. 2. 52. Second. 2. 53. Second. 3. 53. Second. 3. 54. Second. 4. 56. Second. 6. 56. Second. 6. 57. Second. Set. 57. Second. Set. 58. Second. Width. 58. Second. Width. 59. Second. Enough. Yeah. Second. Enough. 59. Second. Enough. 60. Can you guess what 60 is? 60. Soixante. 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 Okay, looking at the time, I think we'll have to stop here at 60 and continue the numbers in the next class, because I'm trying as much as possible to make sure each podcast is not in any way more than 20 minutes. Okay, and also because the words have to stick, it's not about me just coming and saying all the numbers for you. It's you being able to assimilate and retain the knowledge. So as much as possible, it's better to keep it in little bits, you know, little building blocks, so as to enhance assimilation. Okay, so that will be it for today's class. The next class, we are going to be telling the time. Then after telling the time, we are continuing from 60 to 100. From 60 to 100. But to 60, the 60 numbers we know already is enough for us to tell the time, because there are 60 minutes in an hour. Okay, so that will be it. But before I go, we have to talk about the verb of today. What is the verb of today? The verb of today is the verb to eat. Do you know what the verb to eat is in French? It is manger. 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 I think I like to say it. okay, I like to eat good food, so it's not just about eating. So j'aime manger, I love to eat, or I like to eat. J'aime manger, voila, we've made a simple sentence. We've said I like to eat. J'aime manger, I like to eat. J'aime manger, j'aime manger, I like to eat. Très bien. Until next class, please keep practicing the lessons, listening over and over again if you have to. Listen to former lessons and get accustomed to them. Thank you very much. Au revoir.